Hello, everybody, and welcome to week number 5 here of the Onea Girls Locker Room Chat as we stampede into it. Again, week number 5 here with head coach Craig Boswell. Coach, first off, congratulations here on the first TVL win this season, and in fact, the first TVL win in over 19 games played against TVL opponents. You snapped a 19-game losing streak against league opponents. It's a big-time accomplishment to come in there and to get a big victory. And to talk about that actual game, I had an opportunity to call it yesterday. Your team had a lot of sustainability through four quarters, and they felt very composed. They took the lead change in the first quarter, and they were able to sustain it and keep it the entire time until the final score of tally of 38-34. But you had a lot of great scores in that game. Jaden Haskins finished with 13 total points and 4 boards. Addison DeChant with around 6 points and 2 boards. Bridget Campbell had 7 rebounds on the game with 7 points as well. Abby Ringel had 10 points and 4 rebounds, and as well as the 3-point shot was also great. Jaden Haskins was shooting out the lights from the court. I think I saw some lights falling out from the sky as that first half was incredible from her, hitting 2 threes and then 2 long twos. I mean, she could have took an extra step back and she would have hit 4 threes in that half alone. So talk about your team and their incredible shooting performance that was yesterday and your first big TVL win of the season as you're now 4-4 overall.
Yeah, no, we're excited. We're pretty pumped. Like the overall team morale is just really grown, over last night. A lot of buzz in the community. I think, we kind of found out that, we broke that streak, which is, always big, especially, with the program you're trying to build. This group deserves it. Played really hard last night. And I think, it was the right step, moving forward. Those girls you listed, I think overall Haskins, Campbell, and DeChant, our guard play was probably the best I've seen all year. They took some incredible, the shot selection was probably our best I've seen in quite some time, and they kind of let the game come to them instead of us forcing bad shots, forcing bad decisions. I thought we played pretty well. When the pressure got to us in the fourth quarter, as a team, we're not really used to those type of games. We're never really close to those type of games, but I thought, discipline, like you said, the composure of this group, they handled it really well, and we're excited to be in a position like that, and hopefully we can be in more of them this year.
And I think another great thing to expand upon is the amount of time it was from this game and the last game you played. You had an entire week off last week that wasn't anticipated. You were supposed to play Hanover and Centralia last week, and of course when you have postponed games, that means there's going to be no practices. So when you're limited in practices and limited in time, and now you got to kind of get your girls out there, and for them to come out and shoot like they did is really impressive. But now they have even more time off, as you guys have no games set for the rest of this week up until, again, that TVL tournament that's set to play on Saturday. In that one, you will be in the secondary gym at 1 p.m. to play Valley Heights, who is the 6th seed, as you sit as the 11th. What is kind of the goals, expectations going into this tournament? What do you want to learn from it, and how do you want your team to grow with it?
Yeah, we know that Valley Heights has some athletic girls. They're coached by, I think, one of the better coaches in our league, Brockstrom. And I do think that we need to go in there, with the confidence and with the leadership that we grew over last night. And I think if we can take care of the ball and rebound well, I think we'll be in that game until the end. But like you said, we got to take care of the ball. That's been kind of our Achilles heel this entire season. But I think, with that kind of that confidence boost of winning last night while fourth quarter when the pressure was really getting to us, I'm hoping our guards kind of got that feeling now, like, all right, let's go ahead and move forward. And now we know that we can do it. And hopefully we know Valley Heights is going to man press us the entire game or do a diamond press. So we're not going to be, we're going to be ready for that. But I'm excited to kind of see where we are after a big win. Like I said, Axel has size and strength, and they were a good ball club. So getting that win hopefully can kind of give us that boost of maybe upsetting Valley Heights.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. This Onega Locker Room Chat brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, Onega Pharmacy, and Mainstar Trust. Well, until next week, we talk, Coach. Good luck on the upcoming TVL tournament game against Valley Heights Mustangs.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.